Welcome to Public Speaking the Actor's Way. I'm Buzz Morrow. In episode 2 of this podcast, I promised that here in episode 3, I would provide a step-by-step process for defining and refining the public speaker's most important tool, the objective. And so I will. There's nothing magical about the process, if we could even call it a process. It's super simple, actually. But I know from working with a lot of actors and public speakers that it's pretty powerful, and it's often not intuitive. I'll spell out the process later in this episode, but I wanted to start by showing you how it arises out of an acting concept, like so much of what we'll talk about in this whole podcast. When a beginning acting student performs a monologue for me for the first time and doesn't really succeed in bringing it to life, my first question is always going to be, why are you saying all of this? And the most common answer I'll get is a recap of the plot of the play up to this point. And my response to that will be, okay, but why are you saying all this? Because an explanation of what got you to where you are may seem like it contains a reason for talking, but that's often because the speaker is making a lot of assumptions. In particular, they're assuming that their listener understands it all in the same way that they do, and there's really no reason to assume that. So I ask the question again, why are you saying this? And then the back and forth may continue, something like this. I'm saying it because I need to get it off my chest. Okay, you want to get it off your chest. Why are you saying it to this particular person? Well, because they're important to me. Okay, what does what you're saying have to do with them being important to you? I'm explaining that I didn't mean to hurt them. Okay, why are you explaining that? Because I need them to understand. Well, of course, we always speak to be understood. Why is it important for this person to understand? Because they're thinking about leaving me. Well, what does it have to do with them understanding you? If they understand what I'm trying to tell them, then maybe they won't leave. Okay, so why are you saying all this? So they won't leave. Okay, so you don't want them to leave. What do you want? I want them to stay. So why are you saying all this? To make them stay. And by that point, they usually want to kill me. But my intentionally annoying questions have gotten us somewhere. They've gotten us to an actual objective. I'm speaking in order to make them blank. In this case, the character is speaking in order to make the listener stay with them. The actor then does the piece again, focusing on making the other person stay with them. And now that they have a strong focus that connects them to the person they're talking to, we usually find that the monologue is suddenly just better in a lot of ways. They're suddenly using the words more clearly and effectively. They give a stronger impression of actually talking to another person. They tend to seem less self-conscious. They no longer seem to be experiencing so many fake emotions, etc., etc. It's just better. Not always, of course, but you'd be surprised. To return to the example we used earlier, most good actors who are playing Dorothy are going to be pretty focused on making the wizard return her to Kansas. The question you, as a public speaker, need a strong answer to is, what's your Kansas? As I suggested in the previous episode, whenever we speak in, quote, real life, we do it for a reason. And that reason always takes the form of some result we're hoping to achieve, even if we're not especially conscious of what that is. In acting, and also in public speaking, it can be really helpful to think consciously about what we're trying to achieve, because we're in an artificial situation. It's that reverse engineering concept that I talked about last time. In real life, we want to make something happen, and we find the words to help us achieve it. In acting and public speaking, we often start with a sense of what we want to say, and we have to work backwards to decide on precisely why, what we're trying to achieve. Or if you're at the point where you don't even have much of an idea yet of what you want to talk about, still, trying to clearly articulate an objective can help you figure it out. In the next episode after this one, we'll look at how you can use this idea to create a presentation from scratch. But no matter what stage you're at right now, defining and refining your main objective with this simple, annoying process will take you to the next level. Step one, ask yourself, why am I talking to these people? Answer that as honestly as you can. Step two, interrogate that answer. Ask why again to go deeper. Step three, repeat until you arrive at the strongest possible answer in the form, I want to make them blank. Okay. You could try to speed up the process by just starting with number three. Try putting your answer in that required form, I want to make them blank, right from the start. But I recommend that you do what I do when I'm coaching people and start with the more general question. Why am I talking to these people? Because jumping to what you're trying to make them do could lead to artificial answers that aren't really based in anything that you actually feel. Start with a simple question and answer as honestly as you can. And then ask yourself, why did you give that answer? And keep going. It probably won't take more than 10 minutes to discover an objective that will pay big dividends. Okay, here's basically how it worked in a coaching session I did recently with a landscape architect who was doing a presentation to a group of residents about a project she had done in their community. It went through a lot more questions and answers than what I'm going to show you right now, but here's the basic progression. I asked, why are you talking to these people? And she said something like, I want to explain the process we went through to create this beautiful garden. Okay, why do you want to do that? I want to make sure people understand how complicated this redesign was. Why do you want that? Because we used some innovative and exciting techniques and it turned out really well. Why do you want them to know that? Etc. And eventually we got to, well, because I want them to see what a good landscape architecture firm we are. And we have arrived at a reason for speaking. I am speaking in order to make my listeners do what? I am speaking in order to make my listeners see what a good design firm we are. Now, that may seem sort of obvious. And yes, it was kind of inherent in her earlier answers. And yes, some version of that objective was probably in her mind all along. But once she could clearly state it, she was then able to commit to it while giving the presentation. And that commitment took the presentation from a list of we did this, then we did that, without much feeling of how the pieces fit together, and turned it into a cohesive whole. But we didn't stop there. Maintaining her focus on that objective to make them see what a good design firm we are helped a lot, but we went further anyway. Why do you want them to see what a good design firm you are? So I kept asking her to strengthen even after she had arrived at something we could call a true objective. As she continued to ask herself why at every stage, she got more and more specific. At one point, she realized that one result of this presentation that would be really fantastic was if they would visit the property and see for themselves how great it was. So she added a line inviting them to do just that, and that really helped. And also, eventually, we got down to her very strongest reason for speaking, which ended up increasing her commitment to the presentation exponentially. She got to, I want them to see what a good design firm we are so that they will hire us for their own projects. Okay, again, that may seem obvious in a way, but when you're caught up in the complicated process of preparing a presentation with all the nerves that usually accompany it and so much detail to get through, what should be obvious often isn't. She ultimately gave the presentation with the conscious intention of persuading her listeners to hire her if they were in a position to do so, or to recommend her to others if they weren't. And once she had that strong focus to hold on to, she worried a lot less about details like which words she should be emphasizing or whether she was an entertaining enough person or not. some of the things that get in the way of all public speakers become less front of mind when you have something more important front of mind. Her focus was now where it needed to be, on affecting her listeners. But note that her listeners didn't know that that was what she was trying to do. That's an important aspect of this. They just saw a person who cared about what she was talking about and seemed to care about really connecting with them, which, of course, made them love the presentation. The fact that your listeners can't read your mind is really helpful. They want to feel that you're really engaging with them, so you find an internal motivation to really engage with them. And they don't have to have any idea what that motivation was. Actively trying to make them do something is what one of the people I work with calls the secret sauce. She calls it secret because most public speakers don't know how important it is, but you can also keep your individual objectives secret from the people you're talking to. You won't come across as someone grubbing for clients because they can't read your mind. It's the secret sauce. You've articulated a strong objective, and you can keep it secret if you want. It will still make your presentation delicious. When you try this yourself, let it be completely okay if no clear answer comes to you at first. This is important. Take your time, but force yourself to fill in the blank with something. Remember that the point is not to magically divine the correct answer. A strong objective is not somehow built in to the presentation, even if every word of it is already written out, and even if that script is a really good one. You, as the speaker, get to decide why you're speaking. And in fact, you have to decide, or you'll really just be flailing with no sense of purpose, and your presentation will probably just be one more in the endless line of perfectly acceptable but not very effective presentations. You've probably sat through a lot of those yourself as an audience member. You want to rise above that and give one of those presentations where the audience knows they just experienced something worthwhile. The first step is just to answer that question with something. Why are you talking to these people? Then you ask yourself the tough follow-up questions and keep strengthening your reason for talking, the whole foundation of your presentation, step by step. Okay, last point for today. We've talked about how you have to focus on what you want to make your listeners do. But it's also really important to make sure you're focusing on something you want to make your listeners do. Your initial answer to the question, why am I talking to these people, may be something like, because my boss told me to, or because it's a topic you enjoy talking about, or because you're an expert in the field. But notice that none of those answers have anything to do with the people you're actually talking to. I once coached a brilliant young guy who told me flat out when we started working together that his objective in every presentation was to get a promotion. He worked for a major international corporation that you've heard of, and he believed that making a mark with his presentations was the key to rising rapidly through the ranks there. And it turned out he was right about that. But of course, his presentations weren't job interviews. They were about the actual work of the company. And his listeners were sometimes fellow employees and sometimes potential clients, not people who could decide if he got promoted or not. If he wanted to rise through the ranks by getting known for his stellar presentations, he first needed to get specific about what he wanted each actual set of listeners to do with the specific facts and ideas that he was charged with presenting. He worked really hard and ended up getting really good at that, never giving a presentation without a strong sense of what he wanted his listeners to do with what he was telling them. And guess what? He rose through the ranks. He started making a lot more money, and now he's an executive for the company overseas. But he didn't achieve all that by making promotion the objective of his individual presentations. That's not what he was focusing on while doing it. In each presentation, he focused on a reason for speaking to those particular listeners, what he was trying to make those particular listeners do with that particular material. He became brilliant at maintaining his focus on those objectives as he gave those presentations, and he made himself irreplaceable to the organization. In the next episode, we'll look at how you can put this tool to work to create a powerful presentation from scratch or edit an existing one to take it to new heights. Public Speaking the Actor's Way is produced by the Theater Lab in Washington, D.C. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.